Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
This is a divine transfer. This is God coming in. You and I are not coming to take sides. We're coming to take over. We're coming to not only take back the wealth, but also the influence, so that people could see a new platform and want to come to Christ. When you got something, then put the word on it. He sent the word to do it. The word is designed to dissolve cancer. See, whatever Jesus did when he was here, he was the word. The anointing is a burden removed. Come on. Yoke destroying power. That's what it means. When it says yoke, it means crushes the yoke. It means the yoke doesn't exist anymore. Satan can't go back and put the yoke on you because it doesn't exist. So I don't care what somebody got, put the word on it. Put the word on. Put earphones on their ear, they're in the bed, and pump that word. Keep that word 3 times a day. If you're gonna take pills 3 times a day, take gospel. Take some gospel. Gospel. There's nothing that can withstand it.
The church is now about to enter into a series of breakthroughs. A series of breakthroughs. And when you're talking about breaking through, I'm reminded of breaking the sound barrier. If you know anything about breaking the sound barrier, this took place some years ago. A guy named Chuck Yeager, who was a test pilot for the military, Air Force. And Chuck Yeager was a pilot who flew the airplane, the experimental airplane that broke through. The sound barrier is the speed of sound, and what happens is you go faster than the speed of sound, depending on what the density is and so forth. It's up around 650, 650 miles an hour, that kind of thing. And what happened was, the thought was that if you do break the sound barrier, your body would disintegrate if you do go that fast in this atmosphere. And so Chuck Yeager was determined to prove that wrong and to go beyond the barrier. And so what happened is, he got in the airplane, and they have a film made of it and so forth. But they showed what actually happened when he began to get at such a top speed, and he began to get close to the speed of sound. And to break that barrier, the whole airplane began to violently shake, to the point that some of the glass on his instrument panel began to crack and fall off the panel. But he pressed on, and it was violently shaking. And so now, as he broke through that barrier, once he did, the moment he broke through, everything got smooth. Total peace. Now understand this, if you hear it on the ground, an airplane that's going faster than the speed of sound, it'll sound like a bang, boom, boom, like that. And if you've got dishes that are sitting up on shelves and it's close enough, it'll shake those things, and some of them might fall off the shelves and so forth, because that much vibration is taking place in the atmosphere. Over in Haggai chapter 2, he talks about a whole lot of shaking going on. And that he said he's going to shake everything, and the gold and the silver belongs to God. And I believe that if you're feeling a little shaking in your life, it's because you're about to break a barrier that has perhaps been in your life for I don't know how long, but we're going to use this teaching to break through. I'm not talking about just breakthrough money. How about breakthroughs through some healing? How about breakthroughs through some marriages? How about breakthrough through some anxieties, so forth? So we're going to get rid of all those things. We're going to get you into a place of peace and a place of power. So I believe, in my opinion, that's what's happening, that this whole idea of the wealth transfer, or another word for it, is divine transfer, is something that God is doing, that he is bringing some things back in order as it is in heaven, and this is a part of it. You and I are here representing God, and Jesus, one of the reasons he came was to transfer this wealth or this earth back into the hands of its rightful ownership. All right, now, as we look at this, the other thing I think is happening is God is using this to help separate the church from the world. Help separate the church from the world. You know, one of the things I teach is I teach the fact that the church is supposed to have revelation, not just information, but revelation. Information is in the mind. Revelation is of the heart. And we're supposed to be able to live on another level. And that revelation takes us to that other level. Now, with this, revelation helps to separate you from the world. When you really see like God sees, then it's amazing how you can separate from what has been holding you or the darkness that's been perpetrated in our minds concerning the things that are in this earth. When we use the word ignorance, ignorance is just darkness. And darkness is what's in this earth that Satan is using to keep people deceived. Over, if you put it on the board, Revelation chapter 12, I'll give it to you again. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceiveth how much of the world? The whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So notice how much he's deceiving is the old world, the whole world. You see, knowledge is what God gave Adam to protect himself with. Knowledge. It's the first thing he gave him. And that my people are destroyed, come on, for lack of knowledge. That the church really, in many cases, because even though they've been born again, have not seen themselves any different a lot of times than people of the world. And this particular teaching is going to help to separate people and bring them into a place where they can really, really begin to fulfill the assignment that God has on their lives. Now, with that being said, let's go over to Ecclesiastes in chapter 2. He says here in verse 26, "For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This is also his vanity and vexation of spirit." So the sinner has a ministry. And the ministry of the sinner is to heap up the wealth. Right now, I don't know the actual numbers, but some claim that most of the wealth of this earth, say 90% of it, is in control by about 5% of the people. About 90% of the wealth controlled by about 5% of the people. Now, you need to know that you and the sinner have two different daddies. Now, let's look at John chapter 8, please, and put it up on the board, verse 44. And over in John chapter 8 and verse 44, he says, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." Not might, will do. Now, Jesus is talking here, and if Jesus is talking, it's truth. He's saying, "You are of your father, the devil." So obviously, Jesus' father and their father were two different people. Say amen to this. Now, I'm not talking about your natural dad, Mr. Jones and Mr. Anderson, whoever it is. I'm talking about your spiritual father, the one that's the true father. Your spirit world is the true world. The spirit world is the most real world. That's the real world. Once you come down to the natural world, it's just a reproduction of what's in the spirit. So as we look at this, he's saying, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." What does lust mean? Lust means pressures. Lust means pressures, so in general. So the lust of your father you will do. So the pressure that he puts on you, you'll do just that. And here we see that people who Satan has used to put up in positions to manage the wealth, because he's got to manage it for his kingdom, just like God needs to manage it for his kingdom. So Satan selects the ones that he wants. Let's go to Luke's gospel quickly and verse chapter 4 and verse 5. And the devil taketh him, Jesus, up to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Next verse. And the devil said to him, all this power will I give you in the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me and to whosoever I give it. So notice, he's the one giving out power. Now understand, once Jesus died and rose again, the power changed hands. I said the power changed hands. The Bible says over in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it said the power was on the side of the enemy. It wasn't on the side of God's people. It was on the side of the enemy. You never see in the Old Testament somebody casting out a demon. The reason why you don't see it is because they didn't have the power. But Jesus came and got the power back. Okay? Now, in this, he is saying that the lust of your father you will do. So, Satan controls the people who don't know they're being controlled, because they're thinking they think of this, but they're really not thinking of this. Satan is controlling their minds like a puppet master will control a puppet. I don't care how high a business person or a political person they are, Satan is controlling. All you have to do is look in the book of Daniel, and the prince of Persia, the leader, the king, was controlled by a demon spirit above him. You look at Nebuchadnezzar being controlled by a devil spirit. You look at Herod, had he tried to kill Jesus, controlled by a demon spirit. Look at all the people that took Jesus and put him up on the cross. By the way, those were the Jewish priests and religious people. They put him up there. Pilate wanted to let him go, but they didn't want to let him go because the enemy was controlling them. The lust of your father you will do, not might do, you will do. So what you and I have to do is stop Satan's attacks and stop him from running people's lives, and we bind him and cast him out. Oh, that's a whole nother thing now. But in this, I'm just trying to show you this, because a guy named Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. There is some truth to that. A lot of people use that, and it's not them at all. Not the devil at all, it's them. And so here you are. And now what we've got to do is the enemy raises up people and puts them up there, and they control the wealth. Now, all of a sudden, you got pockets of starvation all over everywhere. Well, why don't these people get it? Why don't these people make some laws? Why don't these people? Because the enemy is controlling the mountaintops. But you and I are not coming to take sides. We're coming to take over. We're coming to not only take back the wealth, say amen, but also the influence, so that people can see a new platform and want to come to Christ. Let's go to Psalm 82, please. Let's go and do a little bit more with that. Over in Psalm 82. Now, I'm only saying this because Jesus, over in the book of James, he talked about it in James chapter 4. He says, your friendship with the world is an enemy of God. Now, we're not talking about you can't show love for the world and so forth, but understanding the world's ways, you are not supposed to get on that bandwagon. Say amen to that. And once you do and start compromising your values, your morals, your holiness, your so forth, what is happening is you end up people end up depending on the world to support them. Over in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, look what he says. Cursed be the man that trusteth in a man. Got it? That man not only is an outside man, that man is also us. In other words, you can't trust your degree more than you trust God. Come on. You can't trust your status in the company more than you trust God. The moment you start trusting anything else and idolize it above God, you get open to the curses. The curse will come in your life. And look what it says, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. Notice what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to trust more in that than you do in God. And when you trust more in that than you do in God, for the amount that you trust in the world, that's amount that you keep revelation from coming into your heart. In other words, what more you trust in darkness, the more of darkness you receive. So you cannot afford to trust. True enough, thank God for your education. Thank God for your status and promotion. Thank God, but notice God did it. And I'm saying, Abraham, when the king of Sodom tried to give Abraham some, he said, now, Abraham, the king of Sodom said this. This is after Abraham had rescued the king. I don't know why the king trying to make a deal with him after he had rescued. He said, give me the people and take the goods for yourself. Notice what Satan said. Satan was working with the king of Sodom because he was out of his mind, wicked. He said, give me the people. So notice what the devil wants. The first thing he wants is the people. See, he figured if he get the people, he can make them get the goods. So the enemy has always wanted the people. He wants our children. He wants your kid. Your kid's making A's. Your kid, the devil really wants him. Your kid is so-and-so. Oh, he really wants him. He's got a gift. The devil really wants him. Why? Because he got to use him to make money for his kingdom. Are y'all with me here? Notice I'm taking this and using it to help you separate from the world so you'll know the difference between the world and the kingdom. All right? Are you still with me here? Now, I'm not coming down and talking down about anybody because people are not the problem. I'm letting you know what the problem is. The problem is wicked spirits. All right? Let's go to Psalm 82 and just see what that has to say. It said this, verse 1. He said, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, and he judgeth among the gods. Then the next verse, he said, how long will you judge unjustly except the persons of the wicked, Selah? Now he's talking to his people. Look what he says. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Now, why would he tell us that? Obviously, he'd tell us that because somebody's not doing that. I said, somebody's not doing that. So here the people with the money, with the positions, with the lawmakers, with the whatever have you, should be doing that. But it's not happening. Look what he said. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Why? Because the wicked are abusing them. They'll put up places where the poor got to borrow money, and when they borrowed at 700%. Hey, come on now, help me. Instead of taking the poor and giving them a training session that will train them for jobs that they can get and not make just $8 an hour, but $48 an hour so that they can raise a family. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying the lust of your father you will do. You got to get this. Because if you feel sometimes you're having problems with people, don't look at them. That's not your problem. The lust of their father, they will do. The pressure comes on them and they say something to you or do something to you, but you got to remember that you serve a mighty God. You serve a God that he said, I'm sending you like sheep among wolves. And no matter what that wolf tries to pull on you, if he sets a trap for you, he will fall into it himself. Now, this has got to be preached, folks. All right? So, as we look at this, now we're saying that the wealth is being held in the wrong hands. It's not where it should be. It should be among God's people. And it hasn't been there. Look at Isaiah chapter 45, if you will. Isaiah chapter 45. We got some building to do for this wealth, with this wealth. But the enemy has used wicked spirits to control this wealth. Now, we're about to strip the wealth. but we're going to take it from the spirits. Look what he says here in verse 2 of Isaiah 45. I will go before you and make the crooked places what? Straight. I'm going to break in pieces the gates of what? Brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of what? Iron. All that is spiritual warfare. Say amen now. Verse 3, and I will give you the treasures of who? Darkness. And hidden riches where? In secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. In other words, I know where every offshore account is. I know where every numbered account is over in Sweden or wherever it is. I know where everything is being hidden at. I know where every pallet of gold is. I know where it is, and I'm going after it. Say amen to this. This is a divine transfer. This is God coming in. Now, the enemy on purpose has worked to keep the church in the wrong thinking and keep the church broke. Keep the church in a place where it's had no influence. Go with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant or becomes a slave to the lender. Are you with me? Now, the devil does not fear the poor. He knows that this scripture, and he doesn't mind poor churches. Doesn't mind it, because he know he can rule over them. Now, I know we said, well, the anointing, brother, that's true. But the Bible tells me money answers all things. And the only thing I'm saying here is that God said in Deuteronomy 28 and 13, we're supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're supposed to be above only, come on, and not beneath. Now, what I'm teaching, I'm going to teach it. Because the rich have accumulated the wealth, and it's been done through a demon-driven system. Now it's time to be stripped.
Well, I trust that you were blessed by this exciting teaching. Now, it's on the wealth transfer. And again, this is a part of a powerful four-disc series. Now, here's three points I'd like you to remember. One, power in the Old Testament was on the side of the enemy, Satan. When Jesus rose, he took back the power. The power changed hands after Jesus rose. He got it back and put it in the hands of the church. Praise God. Number two. This comes from John chapter 8 and verse 44. The lust of your father, Jesus said, you will do. In other words, when people are not born again and they have wealth or things come into their hands, they are not under the lordship of God and Jesus Christ. In other words, Satan is still their father. Now, I didn't come up with this. This is in the Bible. And the lust or pressures of their father, they will do. Once a person makes Jesus Lord, Satan no longer has that dominion over their lives. Number three, trusting more in anything else except the Lord is to esteem it above God. In other words, it could be your degrees, it could be your money, it could be your position, whatever it is, if that is esteemed above God, it opens a person up to deception and the curse. So that is not where you want to be. Praise God. Our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings on the wealth transfer, and I'll be right back.
This is a divine transfer. This is God coming in. You and I are not coming to take sides. We're coming to take over. We're coming to not only take back the wealth, but also the influence, so that people could see a new platform and want to come to Christ. When you got something, then put the word on it. He sent the word to do it. The word is designed to dissolve cancer. See, whatever Jesus did when he was here, he was the word. The anointing is a burden removed. Come on. Yoke destroying power. That's what it means. When it says yoke, it means crushes the yoke. It means the yoke doesn't exist anymore. Satan can't go back and put the yoke on you because it doesn't exist. So I don't care what somebody got, put the word on it. Put the word on. Put earphones on their ear. They're in the bed and pump that word. Keep that word 3 times a day. If you're going to take pills 3 times a day, take gospel. Take some gospel. Gospel. There's nothing that can withstand it.
Enter the golden age with a new revelation of your rightful ownership in this earth and your kingdom responsibility to glorify God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled The Wealth Transfer. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Now, your question may be, how will the wealth of the wicked be transferred? Now, in Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3, it gives us a clue. It says, he'll make the crooked places straight and break in pieces the gates of brass. He'll cut the bars of iron asunder. Now, that's God and spiritual warfare being exercised through the church. Then it goes on to say, he will also give us treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. Now, that includes offshore accounts, money hidden in mattresses. The angels know where every dime is. You see, because this is a spiritual operation, and the transfer is divine, meaning that God is the one who makes the transfer. Praise God. Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying we love you. We'll see you next time. Keep walking by faith.